Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis, host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So glad you're with us today. This has been quite a month. I've been traveling in and out of Seattle, and you know how life operates. There's always the unexpected. I was to have a week vacation in Canada last week with my Dutch exchange student from 1989 and her husband. But instead, I attended a family reunion funeral for my cousin, Stan the farmer from South Dakota. So I honor Stan today. He was a big-hearted man, much loved in his community and family. Farming was in his blood. And I felt he was our family's connection to the earth, carrying on the legacy from my grandfather on my mother's side. He died doing what he loved, and we will miss him. So I'm honoring him today on the show. And today my guest is Deborah Regas. Deborah is an observant life explorer and creates through multiple disciplines. She resides in Northern California and applies variations on spiritual themes in her efforts as a writer, editor, filmmaker, gardener, photographer, activist, writing coach, and celebrant of rites of passage. And she's the author of her new book, Everyone's a Guru. In this nonfiction work, Deborah Regas condenses 45 years of her life's journey as a professional midwife, sailor, traveler, filmmaker, and all the things I said above, into stories and suggestions, as well as both light and dark spiritual experiences that might help readers wise up and make better choices in their lives. And Deborah's website is www.completewritingcoach.com. So welcome, Deborah, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted. And to all the listeners, I hope you're having a beautiful day.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day. Well, we've got some clouds, partial clouds, but we've had amazing weather in Seattle, and that always lifts our spirits. As you know, you've lived here.
Yes. For 20-something years.
Well, you lived in many places. Well, I want to start asking you about what's your story, how you got to where you are today. And I know what I should tell people is just everybody buy your book because your story's in there. But what was a big aha moment in your life that has brought you to the place you're at today?
Well, there were several. I've had a long, winding road, and maybe some people remember that old Beatles song, but it's been a procession of events and experiences throughout my life since I was a child that I never acknowledged or never knew when I was younger, of course, that these were all spiritual moments. And through the course of my years, I journeyed around the world. I delivered babies in the Caribbean. I fell into a snow pit, which I talk about in the book, that really helped me with some personal recognition of my own standing in spirituality. I've had experiences seeing souls enter as a midwife. I've helped people transition, some people call it death and dying. I've had many, many experiences in encountering spirits. And I've had a couple of aha moments that I do talk about in the beginning of the book, and then throughout there are a few scattered, especially when I got my PhD with regard to dealing with discernment. And I've had several challenging health issues through the years that have taught me a lot, and I keep going back to remembering who I am as one with Creator and wanting to hold that as part of my daily walk. So I've been through countless exciting, bizarre, funny, and joyous moments.
Well, yeah, I can tell that from your book, and I know it was interesting to learn, you know, all the living abroad you did, and even as a young kid with your family. And I imagine, you know, having that early childhood, being in Greece and other places that you traveled to with your family, how did that expand and change your life and your view of the world?
Well, this one was a fun part because I was exposed and constantly surrounded by great mythology, ancient stories, ancient sites. We went to Delphi when I was a little girl, and I remember being fascinated with Sunion and being exposed to all the history of the goddesses. And it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me until I was much older, of course, but I just remember being very taken in by these places of beauty. And I saw many things in Germany, in Greece, in Italy, in France, and we had family experiences in places that I would now call mystical, although they weren't always. Sometimes they were simply a museum or a small village in a town, but they impacted me at the core level, at the soul level. And later I began to grow and question my world. What those did for me was expose me to myths and legends and things that excited my imagination. And of course, I think they contributed hugely to my path as a writer.
Oh, I imagine they would. Do you have
sure.
a quick story to share of something that happened as a little girl there?
Well, I had this rose bush I mentioned in the book in Germany. We lived in Würzburg, and there was what people now, I don't know if anybody's been to Disneyland, but there's the castle there that's modeled after Ludwig's castle, and we could see that from our window in the building where we lived. My father was in the military, and he was stationed there, and I would sometimes go and hide out. It was like a rose bush that sort of grown over, and it made like a cave. And I would go in there and have just these little, I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and I had encounters with very loving presences that were, I don't know if you'd call them angels. All I know is that it brought a comfort to my life, and I felt very sweet. And I never really thought about it much until I was older, when people thought I was crazy when I'd share these kinds of stories. They'd wonder, you know, like, what, you know, really a wild imagination kid, you know. But I had amazing moments when we would go and visit that particular castle as well. I remember going up this very steep pathway and then going into the various rooms. And there were things that I would flash on that I guess could be construed as past life recall, although I don't know that I was ever resonant there or anything. It's not that. It was more like of different times. I was picking up on, say, the energies of other time periods, and I did not know that that's what I was doing at the time. So, yeah, there were quite a few experiences like that when I was up until I was about 11 or 12 years old, and we went back to the mainland in the U.S.
Well, I imagine that you, that really impacted your life and had, I think, probably drove you to because in listening to your biography of all the things you've done, that you have done many diverse things. And so I would think that kind of formulated that for you.
Yes, and it gave me a real desire to travel and explore and appreciate other cultures in the world and to just stay open to experiencing the many different ways that the creative elements of life, yes.
Yeah, and we have that in common because I like to travel too, and my husband and I traveled for 3 years, and I know the importance of getting out of our normal life situation can expand our minds so much. And yes. When I was in South Dakota with family, I have a my nephew's son is talking about going to Australia, and his mother is scared of him going. Oh, why can't he just go to Florida? You know, oh, you know, he's going to have a great experience. I really tried to encourage her to get over the fear, because he's just going to expand his life. You know, he's 25. He's just the perfect age to go travel. And I always tell people, you know, do it.
Yes. Get out of your space. Get out of the comfort zone. Go and see. Go and feel. This doesn't mean that you have to rely on everything outside of you for your information. But as you go and expose yourself to all of these various other expressions in other cultures and other forms of creativity, you can really glean a lot for your own growth and learning.
Yeah, and see that there's other ways of living, and see that there's other, you know, viewing the other cultures and seeing the diversity, and learning to honor that diversity.
Absolutely.
And I find, especially in third world countries, people really live a daily spirituality. You feel like you're touching the ground. And I remember that was my sense when I was in Asia. And I wanted to bring that back here, because my sense was like we walk on concrete here. And you're lucky you live out in the mountains, and you don't. But so many of us live in cities that we lose that touch with nature that's so important.
Yes. And I too encourage youth to get out and travel and experience all of these things. And yes, the third world is a major wake-up call if you get out of the United States or any sort of, quote, civilized areas of the big cities of the world, to get to small places in the third world to really, it sort of shakes up your experience and teaches you and brings you a much more broad awareness.
Yes. Well, this is Chris Stainis, listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Deborah Regas.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today we're talking to Deborah Regas, who's the author of Everyone's a Guru. What a great title, I mean, because, you know, we are, but let's talk about your book. But at first, I kind of want to know, because I think the way you've written it is it's your story and your journey to find your guru. So tell us about your journey and finding your guru.
Yes, the exposure that I had during my life when I was younger, and actually I was living in Seattle, I had a couple of experiences that sort of knocked me on my socks that I did discuss in detail, or off my socks, I guess is the right phrase. And they really shook up my life. And I went searching. I went searching outside myself for everything. I talked to counselors, priests, teachers, healers, energy workers, all kinds of metaphysical people in their various fields. I started reading. I read 1,000 books, probably more than that. And I wanted to find. So basically, I got on the seeker path, and this is years and years ago. And I wanted to learn. I wanted to sponge up everything I could possibly learn about life, the world, my soul, my own personal evolution. And I took off. And never stopped, never looked back, until a couple of moments happened where it was like, wait a minute, those people out there I'm giving all my trust and energy to, where do I come into this picture? How do I make my decisions? Who do I listen to? Who do I believe? How do I sort through all these various pieces of information which come flooding in, especially in all the books that are out there and all the articles and so forth? And how do I trust my own intuition and trust my heart? So basically, all of that led me back to me. And I find this is not uncommon. However, I think a lot more people continue to look outward. And why I wrote the book was to try to help people to use their heads a little bit more, as well as to really practice honing intuition and their inner guidance.
Well, that's so true, and yeah, you see, we're kind of conditioned to look outside of ourselves, and that the world is sort of external around us, and life is so busy that we forget to go inward and take up, because really all the answers are there. If we really and get silent and listen, the answers are inside ourselves. And then the world reflects back what you're asking for or what you're looking inside. You'll then get messages that, whether you hear something on the radio or you see a billboard, and it validates, like, oh, yeah, that's what I got in a dream, or that's what I had that thought. And it reflects back. But if you're looking for out there, it's not going to reflect inside yourself. It has to come from yourself first, I always think.
But you mentioned something very important, taking the time to listen, taking the time to go within. A lot of people in our hectic, rat-racy lives, we're out there, we're going to our 9-to-5s, we're racing around, we're doing our social activities, we're all preoccupied, we're on Facebook for 10 hours a day. Yes, there are people who do that. And then, you know, we're not actually connecting with soul or spirit, even daily, just to take 10 minutes once or twice a day to just check in and touch base and get grounded. I think that's critical, because especially with all the craziness going on in our world right now, we need to restore balance and maintain our gentleness in the life and to maintain our connection with truth, which we do get from continual encounters with our soul.
So why do people yearn for a guru? Because they're looking out there for another person, guru.
That's right. Because they're doing that. They're not trusting their own inner knowing. They might start practicing, and then they still have to check, you know, wait, I don't trust, which is all well and good. That's how we eventually arrive at what I try to encourage people to get to through the book. But we do think that we're not good enough sometimes. We do think that we don't matter. And everyone matters. Everyone matters. No matter what may be going on in your life, you matter. Listeners, I hope you're hearing this. Because everyone has their path, their journey, their story, their experiences to go through and evolve. But yes, the people who, you know, we all do this. I mean, when we're young, we look outside ourselves to all of these various forms of teacher, which is basically what guru means. And so we're led away, and we think that maybe we're not good enough. Maybe we don't have enough. Maybe we're not smart enough. Maybe we don't have gifts or talents, but every single person does, and it's a matter of finding those things and a matter of trusting those things and really standing in who you are and remembering that with full power and joy, because, boy, it's exciting when you get back to your own truth and your own soul's knowing without the invasions of external, for example, media, being bombarded by the media on a daily basis, right? Okay, we want some information. Great. Gather the information, look at some facts, and then what do you want to do with that? Well, are you going to take the word of somebody who's on a program, or are you going to trust your own knowing? And where does that knowing come from? Because if it comes from a long line of listening to things outside of ourselves, maybe we're off base. And that's the thing that we need to look at. Where does our knowledge come from? What's the source of it? So I try to help people kind of, you know, step back, think for themselves, and regain their connection to their true self.
Yes. And I also think about a guru that sometimes people, they want an easy way out. It's a lot of that, you know, they think, well, it's a lot of work, or they want somebody else to do it for them, and then they can just follow that path. And that's not taking responsibility for your own life. It's just, you know, I'll let somebody else do it for me. I'll just follow this person. And you know, they seem to have their stuff together, and it's easier. And there's the danger of that, because it's not truly from yourself. It's the external. It's letting other people do the work for you. And it's not, you know, to me, that's a lack of taking responsibility of what your journey is.
And you're having their experience. You are not having your own experience. You're learning their truth. You're not learning your own truth. So if we play follow the leader, that's what we put ourselves up at risk for. Absolutely.
Well, and our, I'm just thinking that leads to our social and economic and political environment is, you know, we have leaders who are in control, and we feel like we don't have the control. We're not going to be able to make an impact, change things, and where's our voice in that? You know, so it's even something about our societal Western, our culture that it's embedded in that. If you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And here's my word for it: rebel. get back to who you are, because we can listen and glean information from out there. Okay, fine. But do you really want somebody telling you who to vote for? Do you really want to, you know, take somebody's word for it because you see it on a paid ad that, you know, somebody spent millions of dollars on. No, you want to use your own, investigate, learn for yourself, et cetera. And that's not just around the political arena. That's on everything in our lives, you know.
Yeah, and there's so much now because the internet, there's so much information. It's kind of hard. You know, that's, again, that the word discernment of figuring out what, and I think that's what you talked in the very beginning about intuition. That's where our intuition comes in, that gut feeling like, does this resonate with me? Is this what I believe? Or am I just, you know, following somebody else's belief?
Right, right. And discernment is critical. I talk a lot about discernment in the book and trying to help people to remain objective while also testing things from their own inner knowing. But you cannot have that knowing if you don't practice it and if you don't connect with your spirit on a regular basis. You can't have, what you have is guesswork. What you have is programming. So I try to steer people back to where it counts.
Mm-hmm. And then what comes into play here is the ego, you know, that
yep.
Can be very harmful if we sometimes we tend to learn that, identify ourselves by our ego, and then the ego can get carried away, and we're not, you know, our true identity, what is that? It's not necessarily the job we are, you know, that we do, or the family role we play, you know, what is our true identity? And that's what you're saying is touching in with our, what our spirit is calling
yeah.
for, touching in, spiritually to ourselves, to our soul, and you know what's calling us. You know, we're more than the this picture of even physically. You know how we look in the mirror. You know, we're more than that.
Right. And then that brings up also the issue of judgment. Do we love ourselves? Do we like what we see in the mirror? Do we care about these various awards and trophies we've earned and worked so hard to gain, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. We're going to come back and talk more about Deborah Riga's book, Everyone's a Guru.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to kathyisin.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. kathyisin.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Deborah Regas, the author of Everyone's a Guru. The song you just heard is our theme song from Women of Wisdom. It's on our CD. You can check that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And it's a very inspirational CD. If you want to have some music that's going to lift you up, and from many amazing women singers such as Holly Near, Libby Roderick, etc., please check out the website for our Woman of Wisdom CD. So, Deborah, could you give your contact information, how people can reach you, find you, where they can purchase your book, and also about your special giveaway for our listeners today?
Yes, the book is available online. If you do a search, just a basic search, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also go to the book website, which lists all those links. That link is Follow the Books. That's T as in Tom, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, and then another, T-H-A-L-A-S-S-A, S as in Sam, two S's A, solacebooks.com, or my own website, which is easier to sound over the radio, which is completewritingcoach.com. And then the special is on a page. If you put that in and then do /VOWspecialoffer.html, that's for the listeners to be able to buy the discounted signed book for $11, including shipping, which it will be signed. And then also, if you purchase your book from anywhere, whether it's directly through me or in any of the other places, there's some details on there on how you can submit that in order to have a private consult at half the cost. So I hope people will check that out and take advantage of these.
Yeah, so that's for a one-hour coaching or consultation with Deborah for $32.50. And the book, and I believe these offers are available to October 10th, I think you said.
Correct.
Yes. So again, everybody, go to www.completewritingcoach.com/VOW, which stands for Voices of Women, V-O-W, specialoffer.html. And that's a great offer to get the book, which includes shipping, for $11. Okay, so another aspect that you talk about in your book, which is dear to my heart, is about the divine feminine. And you talk about Plato and his teacher Socrates. They talk about philosophia, which is, you know, the love of wisdom. And Sophia does equate to wisdom, the wisdom of God. And she's such an important figure. I know I did a search in the Bible, and I found it just listed once, and I think maybe it depends on your Bible, maybe it's more, but it was called, like, the feminine counterpart to God, and Sophia does mean wisdom. And but as you said in your book, she remains unheeded by the majority of seekers, unable to move beyond ego. And I like what you say, until she cracks us over the head with the frying pan, we tend to ignore her nudges. And that's... That's so true. And I imagine you have some experiences of feeling like you got cracked over the head with a frying pan.
Yes. Yep. I also want to say that I love the certain aspects of the male in our society and the divine masculine. And I think that's really important to acknowledge, but we need both. We need both. We need the balance restored. And the wisdom that Sophia brings is deeper. That whole, the philosophia, the seeking wisdom in our daily lives is really important so that we can avoid getting those cracks over the head. But until, you know, as we keep moving through life and having our encounters and banging into walls and falling down into big holes, like my snowball experience, it's like, what? What are they trying to tell me here? Well, it's a wake-up call. It's about returning. You have access to Sophia. Everybody does. And to greater wisdom beyond our basic book learning and our basic schooling experiences or whatever our journeys led us through. We have to get to the higher knowing, which she stands for, which she represents. And I hope, I'm seeing more and more that she's making herself known in the world. And I have another whole section on the Divine Feminine that goes into depth on my personal take on that. And while everybody may have differing opinions or different experiences on how they arose to their awareness of the Divine Feminine, she's here. She's here. And boy, do we need her right now. And I'm not making that claim, you know, just to, you know, fly my banner. It's about, it's necessary because we're so off balance and we need to restore to those gentler aspects, the softer and more loving and compassionate aspects of life.
Yeah, I mean, even Dalai Lama says it'll be Western women that, you know, is going to change the world. And I think women are really stepping up to this, and we're seeing a lot. And that's what the internet's so great. We can find each other.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
So in your personal life, I imagine that Sophia plays a lot in the role because you're going through a major healing situation. You first had breast cancer years ago, yes, and had surgery and basically was healed from that, but you have a recurrence now, correct?
Yes, which actually really surprised me. I thought, I must have missed something. What did I miss? Because I shared in the book about this rather profound moment where I knew I was healed before I went into the surgery. However, that seemed a symbolic thing I needed to move through for a certain completion for multiple reasons. However, when this returned and it was in metastatic form, really sort of made me go, okay, what is this here to teach me? And I went through the experience of chemotherapy because, that's another whole conversation. But basically, I chose that. And some part of me felt that I needed to go through that, even though everything in me resisted, because I was a licensed midwife. I've done herbal healing work for decades. I've grown my own herbs. And I like nature's offerings. But I think nature's, you know, we've altered nature in a number of ways, and we need to try to return to healing that, because, you know, pesticides and chemicals and all those pollutants, et cetera, we're trying to remedy those situations. However, I made that choice, and I started it. I went through 12 weeks of it, and I was not happy. Granted, there was a couple of things that happened that made a difference. In fact, it stopped the metastasis that was in my neck and lung. So I'm grateful for that. However, I know that there are numerous alternative and holistic approaches. So I basically had to tell my very kind oncologist that I needed to step back from that and trust my own intuition. So I had to follow my own advice, which is to be me, live me, and love me. So that's working. And I do have some symptoms that seem to be in the body. However, the mental and physical and the mental and spiritual aspects of me already know I'm healed. So I'm just living my life now and getting back to the journey of joy.
Well, I just commend you for your courage. I mean, I would imagine for a lot of people that's hard to do, given, you know, a life and death situation. that cancer brings.
And each person must make their own decisions. This is why being in touch with your own inner guru is critical. Not, you know, there's so much information out there that we have to weed through. And it's frightening when you hear that, when someone says, oh, you have cancer. Well, the numbers aren't looking good, folks. And so we want to prevent that as much as possible. And I thought I had done all those things. I nursed my babies for several years. And I did all these other things. So, and I've been a longtime advocate for naturopathic and holistic healing, and of course midwifery. But when cancer, when that word, we have so much association with fear with it anyway, that programming goes in and strikes a chord. Well, I think we need to rise above that programming also and go, okay, wait a minute, this is a word. The word happens to start with C. It's a word. What I put on that word is what it's going to mean for me. So I'm not letting cancer be the ruler of my life. And some people will get to that choice and some people will not. And that's okay. We can't judge anyone else's experience because we don't know where they've been or what they're going through. I think, again, we must have compassion for all beings, all people who are going through any kind of life-threatening illness.
Yes, and there are choices, and we have to accept other people's choices, whether we like it or not.
Yes, and exactly.
This time around, you're choosing not to take treatment. You did before, and I it's amazing what you don't know what will happen.
No, it's all a mystery. But isn't every morning when we get up and we go, I'm here, thank you, I'm still here, my mission isn't yet completed, okay, great, show me the way, what's next? And get excited about life.
Well, I commend you for, you know, having that attitude, for living life that way. It's such an inspiration for others. I know you have a blog, and I imagine people can contact you through your website if they want to be a part of your blog, because you're really sharing. It's helping a lot of people. So people who are dealing with family members who have cancer or who have cancer themselves, I'm sure that would be a benefit to hear from you. So
They can just go to my website and click contact, and I'll be happy to direct them to that.
Great. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we're going to return and talk more with Deborah Rigas, author of Everyone's a Guru.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I'm talking to Deborah Regas, who's the author of Everyone's a Guru. And I just want to appreciate your honesty and forthcoming on your personal life, Deborah, and going through cancer and all that. It's I know for many people that's a difficult time, and you just have such a beautiful attitude about it.
Thank you, Chris. It's a choice, you know, on how we respond. We can either react in upset, disturbed, and fearful ways, or we can respond from a place of love. And that's what I went. I decided I'm going to come from this direction. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, but I imagine some days are trying for you. And
when the pain happens, yes, absolutely. When there's actual physical pain, it tries to bring me out of what I know. Mm-hmm. And so I have to honor that, acknowledge it, move through it, respect the whole experience. I can't, absolutely, I'm a human being. I'm not some ascended master. I'm just me. And yeah, it hurts sometimes, but I might take an ibuprofen, oh heavens, or I might take some, I'm doing tons of herbs, well, not tons, obviously that's an exaggeration, but a variety of various herbs and nutraceuticals that are really helping me to maintain that and keep that at bay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and again, if anybody wants to contact Deborah, you can find her at her website, and I'm sure she'd be glad to share how she personally deals with this. It's www.completewriting, WRITING, coach.com. And so getting back to the book, you talk a lot about frauds and false prophets and how to recognize them and stay clear. And, again, it's about discernment. And there are so many spiritual teachers out there. How do we recognize a true spiritual leader?
Well, this takes a little bit of practice, actually. It's not something, they don't wear a sign where, don't believe, believe everything I'm saying, but don't believe it, really. It's, the thing about discernment means you must practice your intuition. You must connect in a regular manner with your soul's knowing. And as we practice with intuition, and I use the must here in a general form, not toward any individual, because I have an issue with that. But when we expose ourselves to situations that we feel funky about, or we go in and we feel weird, or anything that alerts us to discomfort in our body, something's off, okay? Anything that alerts us to confusion, or that sets off confusion in our life or our experiences, demands made upon us by any of these people who might have a lovely outer presence in how they present themselves to the world, or a phenomenal website with everything, that looks grand and beautiful. However, the deeper you dig, the more you find that maybe, for example, I talk about the training, how do we know where these people got their training? They're self-proclaimed, and they say they graduated from such and such. Well, call a university and find out. Did they really get their diploma from that place, or are they just schmoozing you? There are ways. I talk about this quite at length in a couple of chapters, and how to weed through all the facades and to come back to trusting your knowing and investigate, to use the tools available to us to really get the information we're after.
Yeah, so it's going below the surface. It's like not taking things at surface value.
Face value.
People are seeing. And also, I do a lot, you know, like a lot of, especially I was at Woman of Wisdom started at Seattle Unity Church, and a lot of speakers come through, and so I've seen a lot come through. And having had that opportunity, I go a lot by what other people tell me, because their personal experience is important to me. I can get a reading of, you know, what they got from somebody.
Sure. But we do have to screen that a little bit. We do have to kind of screen it, because I know that I heard, for example, there was an individual that came to my life who had asked me to participate in certain activities. And what happened was I'd heard great and wonderful things about the person's book. And I thought, oh, cool, this person's written a book and great. And then the direct encounters were a whole different story. There was a lack of kindness and awareness and appreciation of other people. So I was shocked. And I think that a lot of us find ourselves in position when we learn how somebody really treats other people in the world, that, you know, if it doesn't adhere to what they're teaching in their books, then something's amiss. And we have the right to disengage. We have the right. But when we do hear rave wonderful things about somebody, and it's like, oh, my gosh, what a wonderful human being, and you stand in their light and in their presence. I talk about a couple of people. I get some experience on that. And you can feel it. Everybody's feeling it. Everybody's not just caught up in the sort of the surface element, but you are joyous in a true manner, and you know the difference. You always know. You have to trust that.
Yeah, and to really pay attention, not be swayed by what you're seeing around you or hearing other people so gung-ho about somebody. It's like if you're seeing all this wonderful stuff happening, but your gut's kind of doing somersaults a little bit, you know, it's time. Your body tells you a lot.
Sure. Yeah, that gut instinct thing, there's truth to that.
So another thing that you talked about is choosing our thoughts with care, that our thoughts collectively, all the thoughts that everyone is thinking 24/7, merge into a big universal thought pool, and these all become some things too. So if the bulk of society is focused on fear and hate, we begin to see evidence of this in our world. And the reverse is also true. When society is focused on loving thoughts and helping one another, the impact is also seen. So, you know, I like that about your book because, you know, really, it I've talked about before, is paying attention to our thoughts with care, because they do go out there into the universe. They go somewhere, and sometimes they get picked up by other people. So that's just what happens.
Yes, and we are responsible for them, and we are responsible for what we're contributing to our world. And I would rather choose thoughts that make me feel good and happy and that contribute something loving and compassionate to the world than to point fingers and attack other people or blame other people for issues going on. I would rather join in the thought pool that raises up our world and our society and all souls present in any form.
And that's
a mere choice.
Yeah, I want to thank you for doing that and your efforts with, you know, your healing and with your blog and your book and what you're putting out there, that you are contributing to those positive thoughts in our world. So, Deborah, thank you for being with us today. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Chris, and to all the listeners and WBLQ and Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
Everybody, bless your day. Bless your day.
So again, everyone, check out Deborah's book, Everyone's a Guru, at her website. She's got a special price of $11. That website is www.completewritingcoach.com/vow, V-O-W, special offer .html, completewritingcoach.com/vow, which stands for Voices of Women, so you can remember that, vow special offer .html. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Find the guru within you. We all have our connection to the divine. It's within you, not outside of yourself. So perhaps spend some time within yourself this weekend. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of the Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as our annual conference has changed many women's lives, the book also has touched people and inspired them in their exploration of the divine feminine. You can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org. When you purchase it there, it does benefit Women of Wisdom. You can sign up for the newsletter there at Women of Wisdom and find out about our monthly events and also conference specials that we might be offering. We'll be starting to put those out there maybe October, definitely November. Right now we're calling for vendors for the Goddess Market at the conference in February. If you're an artist, have handmade arts and crafts, the information and applications on our website. Just look for the conference 2013 and you'll find all the information you need. The deadline is October 10th. And my website is live. Please check it out. My new business, chrysalisleadership.com. It's K-R-Y-S-L-S-A-L-I-S, chrysalisleadership.com. And you can contact me now at Chris, K-R-I-S, at chrysalisleadership.com. Next week, I'm interviewing a Woman of Wisdom presenter. She's going to be doing a two-day intensive in February, Normandy Ellis, author of the new book, Imagining the World into Existence, A Manual of Ancient Egyptian Consciousness. So this is Chris Stainis. Thank you for sharing the hour with us today on Voices of Women, and have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.